What they know about them Texas boys.
You're listening to the most dangerous show in Texas, Fight Night on 104.9 The Horn.
Wherever you are, however you may be listening, it is now Fight Night. Welcome to Fight Night on 104.9 The Horn. I'm your host, Eddie Cross. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at EddieExperience, one E in the middle. Might be on lockdown, but just send a request. And with me, as always, from the Fight Night Suburbia Studios, the fireballer from BYU, the man who better not embarrass me tomorrow night.
Oh, my gosh.
Mr. Jordan Wahlberger. Jordan, how's that right arm?
Oh, my gosh. Tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is the night.
I'm too nervous already.
I'm ready.
You're too nervous.
So, yeah. So, guys, big news. If you are going to Thirsty Thursday, if you're going to Military Veterans Appreciation Night tomorrow night, at the Round Rock Express game.
At the Dell Diamond, right?
I will be there throwing out the first pitch on behalf of The Horn, behalf of Fight Night ATX, behalf of Eddie Cross.
And you better not embarrass me.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I've been watching those videos of like 50 Cent throwing it bad, of other people throwing it bad.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. And the other thing I don't want to do is I don't want to kill a bird. Remember that one where I think, who was it, like Jim Abbott? He throws who was it?
No, it was...
Is it Clemens?
No, the really tall... Randy Johnson.
Oh, yeah, Randy Johnson. Yes. Throws a ball, destroys a bird. I don't think I'll throw it that fast.
No, you won't.
Yeah,
you
but might Eddie, knock the bird down. So before we got here, actually, Eddie and I actually practiced. We threw a few balls. A couple were maybe a little outside, you would say.
You sent me chasing down the street
one time. Did have to run down the street at once, but gosh, I am... But if you're there, come say hi. You know, hopefully cheer me on.
And record it.
Yeah, I will.
And not you. I'm talking to the people out there.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Record Jordan. And if he embarrasses me, you let him have it.
Oh, my gosh. I don't want to get booed by the entire Dell Diamond. I've had so many good experiences at the Dell Diamond with the Round Rock Express. And
man, if you throw that over the catcher, you can't go back there.
I know. No, you can't go back.
You're going to disappoint the kids.
I'm going to walk out. I'm just going to walk out off the outfield and just go in out the gate and just leave.
Yeah. Just keep on walking. Make sure you have your keys in your pocket.
Oh, man. So, yeah. So, definitely check that out tomorrow night. Round Rock Express game. I think they're playing the Cubs. So, the Iowa Cubs. So, but Eddie, you can find us both at Fight Night ATX. You can find me at Nonstop MMA. And, guys, this is Fight Night. You're listening to Wednesday Warfare. After us, you're going to hear Stu Myrick, who probably better be on his way back to the studio because he actually threw out the first pitch tonight.
Ooh.
So, he's probably doing it either just right now but he better get back here because he's got Wednesday Warfare coming up.
I wish we had a live feed.
That would be great. So, guys, there's a lot of things going on tonight. We appreciate you being with us. You know, I think it's, Game 5 of Celtics-Cavs is going to be starting shortly.
Oh, is it? I'm not even paying attention.
It's tied 2-2. LeBron James is amazing. Let's just be honest. And then Caps Lightning, I think it just started. And so they're in Game 7. And the winner gets a chance to go play.
Oh, your Golden Knights.
My Golden Knights. Okay. Las Vegas Golden Knights. And so if Tampa Bay wins tonight, they get home ice. But if the Caps win tonight, the Golden Knights get home ice.
Well, let me tell you, after the morning I had...
So go Caps?
After the morning I had on Tuesday, I wish I had money to put on one of those teams to make back some of what I spent on new tires.
Oh, gosh. What happened?
I walked out of my apartment on Tuesday morning. You know, I took off Monday. I was feeling a little down,
okay,
a little sick, but you know, I'm fine by like 1 o'clock noon.
Okay.
Tuesday morning, come outside, flat tire. So I had to take a lift to work.
Never fun.
No. Well, it's nice to sit back sometimes, just play a little words with friends.
Okay. Then I'm surprised you're not playing Fortnite, first off.
I don't know what that is. I've heard of it. I just don't know what it is. I know it means 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. Keep going.
I don't have kids, man.
Keep going.
No, so... So yeah, had to take off like the afternoon, spend $400 on tires. That's fun. But you know what was really fun?
Yes, I do.
What?
I don't know.
No, you don't. This past weekend. Okay, this is weird to admit, but I really enjoyed the royal wedding.
Okay, did you watch it?
I didn't mean to. I couldn't sleep Saturday night.
All right.
Well, Friday night, Saturday morning. Woke up at like 4:30 on the couch, went to bed, couldn't sleep. Got up, went to watch a movie. Audio wasn't working from my laptop to the TV. So I'm flipping around while I'm trying to fix things. Oh, look, it's the wedding.
Did you watch Cord and Tish cover the wedding?
I didn't.
That was the best.
I just canceled my HBO. Game of Thrones is back for another year.
You've got to love Cord and Tish. at so they were covering the Royal Wedding. And good old Tim Meadows, he was there the street. So
no, but yeah, it was
my
so
favorite
cool.
cast member ever, by the way.
Oh yeah,
yes, Tim Meadows.
Cool. Yeah, no, but it was so cool just to see like an 11th century castle that's still in use. Because when you think of a castle nowadays, you just think of an old haunted thing. You think of Game of Thrones. I couldn't help but picture a dragon flying overhead. But you see an 11th century castle
Eddie,
with a 15th century chapel. That's why I was imagining it, Jordan.
Okay.
Thank you. It's all right. But yeah, an 11th century castle with a 15th century chapel. And just seeing the architecture and just the art inside. Because not only am I a history buff, but I'm a preacher's kid too.
You're so sophisticated.
I'm a man of the world. But, you know, I've been to, you know, a ton of Baptist weddings, Methodist, Catholic, Lutheran, First Church of England wedding. Eddie Cross. That's right.
Cultured. You're so cultured, right. Eddie Cross. I love it.
And let me tell you, it's probably the most lit the Church of England has ever been or will be again.
The most lit?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there we go. So, well, I'm glad you enjoyed that. Go ahead.
But I am going to put a poll on Twitter.
Okay. Please do.
Because Sunday.
This Sunday.
No. The next night.
Okay.
The next night. Brooklyn Nine-Nine ended their season with the wedding.
Ended their whole run on Fox.
Yes. With the wedding between Jake and Amy.
Yes.
Which ended really cool. They had a bomb scare. They had to, you know, cancel
the whole
thing.
Spoiler alert, guys. Spoiler alert.
Cancel the whole thing. Figure out some way to get it done. So I'm going to put a poll up on Twitter, which is, and I'm surprised I haven't seen this yet, but which was better? The Royal Wedding or Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
I think you're past that. I think you're now past the point where people are going to care and people are going to respond, Eddie.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, well.
I couldn't put it up before the show.
So you're going to do a scientific experiment. So.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's see. I can't wait to see the results of your scientific experiment.
But mainly, I just had to let you folks know. I know this is an MMA show, yeah. But damn it, I'm not made of stone.
Well, yeah. I mean, Eddie literally almost in tears right now.
I like beautiful things.
I know, that's
Speaking
true.
Of which, check that out.
Oh, wow, look at that. Your new belt buckle. I'm surprised you're not wearing it. If you're wondering, this is a belt buckle that mm-hmm. Eddie Cross is wearing with the UFC championship belt.
Well, I'm not wearing it because I couldn't show it to you like that.
Eddie,
you'd be looking at my crotch.
You know, that's kind of like the puniest belt I've ever seen. If you want to see a real belt, just turn around.
Yeah, go ahead and wear that outside.
Yeah, I mean, I do.
There's a reason your wife makes fun of you.
Okay. Eddie, the last thing before we talk about the fights.
Alibaba.
There we go. Yeah. Solo. Are you going to go see Solo this week?
Probably not this week. I still need to see Deadpool.
Okay.
So I got to keep it in order.
I'm going to see Solo, so I'm excited.
You're not going to see Deadpool?
No. I'm not. I'm going to pass on
That's
Deadpool.
That's not right up your alley, Jordan?
It's not right my alley.
You didn't see the first one with the things that she did to him in the beginning? And you,
no, I did not see nothing? That. That does not seem appropriate, Eddie. I'm not even sure what you're talking about, but I don't think that sounds appropriate.
It was not appropriate. I saw it with a friend, and he brought his kids.
Oh, jeez. Did he not know it was not going to be a good movie? Well, the hard rated R rating didn't
He had
didn't
an idea, but luckily they fell asleep during the
previews?
The previews, yes. Okay. I'm sitting there with like two little girls next. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah. You guys are a terrible couple.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it was a horrible mandate.
All right. Well, Eddie, there was a fight this Saturday night Santiago, Chile.
Beautiful city, by the way.
Yes, it is actually a beautiful city. It was a very long night of fights. I think I fell asleep like four times during the fight card, and I was like trying to stay awake to finish and watch Kamaru Usman. Versus Demian Maia, which put me asleep again. It literally put me asleep again.
I can't say I blame you.
It was like 1 in the morning when that whole fight card finished. It was ridiculous.
It was a long, boring fight. Except for that point in the first round where Maia had Usman in the abdominal stretch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The whole thing is like a blur to me. I don't even
probably
remember.
Slept through that
I don't even remember what happened. I know that he won.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that he said, I don't like to make excuses. I'm not going to make an excuse, guys, but I broke both my hands. Here's an excuse.
He doesn't need an excuse. He won.
Well, you shouldn't make excuses then. You never start with, I'm not going to make excuses, but here's my excuse. That's not the way to cover your tracks. And someone like Kamaru Usman, who already has had issues with the UFC with explaining why he wins the way he does. I think he's got like one like knockout victory in the UFC. Everything else is a decision. And the win over Demian Maia, like in the way he won, didn't do him any favors.
Well, it was basically the same way everyone has won that's beaten Demian Maia lately. You know,
did you say Meyer? Damian Meyer? Meyer?
Maya?
You sound like an old person from Boston. An old lady from Boston.
Is my accent coming out?
Yep.
I'm secretly from Boston.
Linder.
Anyways. But yeah, how did Woodley beat him? Very boring. How did Covington beat him? Pretty boring. And just Damian Maia is so good. He makes people look bad. We're going to see another side of that this weekend from someone else.
Yeah, so since Kamaru Usman has fought in the UFC, he, let's see, I think he's got six wins.
All right. That's a
seven wins now. He has one KO win back in 2017 in September. It's not too long ago.
Not bad.
One submission arm triangle back in 2015.
Okay.
Everything else, unanimous decision. So
what you're saying is he's due for a finish next year.
Let's hope so.
Yeah.
Because this is not going to cut it. And like, you're not going to move up. And you know, after the fight, he came out and said, you know, I've got to be top five now. He's probably not going to go top five. Damian Maia was five. Mm-hmm. He was seven. Mm-hmm. He's probably just going to move up one spot. And Masvidal is going to move up one spot. He's probably going to be six.
Most likely.
And he's probably not going to fight someone ahead of him in the rankings.
But it is hard to finish someone when you break both your hands.
I get it, but he's not doing himself any favors by going out and explaining that and talking about it. You know.
Well, why wouldn't he explain it if you're complaining about the way he won?
No, you have somebody else explain it for you. You have somebody else send out a tweet that says...
I don't think it matters who explains it. And you've got the biggest audience you're going to have right there on TV. May as well explain it.
No, now you just look like I'm making excuses. So...
He doesn't need an excuse. He won. Now, saying why he didn't win the way he wanted to, I don't see a problem with explaining.
All right, so you look about who's ahead of him in the rankings. You've got Stephen Thompson. He's fighting Darren Till this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Darren Till behind him in the rankings. You've got Colby Covington and Rafael dos Anjos. They're fighting in two weeks. We've got this weekend, the next weekend, so almost 3 weekends.
Okay.
They're fighting for the interim title. You got Robbie Lawler, who still weighs away from returning, I think because from his ACL injury. And then you have Masvidal, Jorge Masvidal, who he could be someone he could fight, but he's probably going to stay ranked ahead of him. So I can't imagine that Usman, unless he gets Masvidal, is going to get somebody ranked ahead of him.
But you said Masvidal doesn't have a fight, right?
He could, but I don't think he's going to get him.
Also,
I think they put Ponzinibbio back together with Usman.
How long till his hands heal?
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah,
I think he gets someone like Ponzinibbio, who he was actually supposed to fight in Chile.
Man, because broken hands, that could be, over 6 months?
It could be.
Chris Weidman's still suffering from, a thumb,
yeah,
right?
He's got a very unique injury. But
yeah, so you never know exactly what it is, especially with the hands.
Did you hear that in that stat that in the last three fights, Damian Maia was it 0-49?
0-49 in takedowns, yes. That's amazing.
I mean, yeah, when you go up against the best wrestlers there are, that happens, but geez.
And you got to wonder why he's taking these fights. You know, you understand, okay, Tyron Woodley... Title, short notice, he claimed. What was it, like a month or so?
It was a little bit longer, but yeah.
All right, so then you've got Colby Covington. I don't think that was short notice, but you kind of want that fight to try and fix what you showed against Woodley. So okay, you can understand that one.
Yep.
But after those two, why would you take another really strong wrestler on short notice?
Well, it depends. What are you there for? Are you going to try to get back to the title? Because let me tell you something. Damian Maia, who took a long time to get back to a title shot after that loss against Anderson Silva. Wasn't that Abu Dhabi?
Yes.
In that just horrible fight, right? That Dana White literally walked out on.
It's funny. I had a friend this weekend tell me that was a great fight. I just looked at him like he was crazy.
Yeah, well, he doesn't know. And then he comes back to the middleweight division, welterweight division, and it just takes time and win after win after win. He's never getting a title shot again. We know that. So if he's just going just for paychecks... Hey, I'm going to fight whoever I can. I'm just going to get my paycheck. I'm good with just my show money.
Yeah.
Then maybe he's just staying ready.
Now, if he would just pick better opponents,
yeah,
he could finish out his contract with less damage.
Well,
I mean, he needs a striker who's not a strong wrestler.
If you look at him, he should be fighting someone. I mean, at this point, Damian Maia needs to be fighting people at the bottom of the rankings, maybe in the 10 to 15 range.
Mm-hmm.
Either people can make names off of him. As they build their way back up.
So who do we have to from 11 to 15 here?
All right, so you've got Cerrone, but you don't need to make that fight.
No.
You've got Gunnar Nelson.
Ooh.
I think they've actually fought. Gunnar Nelson, I think Damian Maia defeated Gunnar Nelson. Oh, gosh, I think, was that in Scotland, maybe?
Okay.
You got Alex Oliveira, Leon Edwards.
Leon Edwards would be a good one for him.
That's just making a name, though. Making a name off of Damian Maia.
Well, if he wins. But those Brits aren't strong wrestlers. So Damian Maia has a better shot in that one. Now, that might be a generalization, but it's a good one.
God darn it. He beat Gunnar Nelson back in Las Vegas at UFC 194. That was the Conor McGregor. Aldo fight.
Aldo.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, but beyond that, besides that kind of a lackluster fight, obviously,
mm-hmm.
Kind of a boring fight. There were some other good finishes. There were some good night fights. Tatiana Suarez. I don't think, did either of us pick Tatiana Suarez?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
And did I?
I don't think you did.
Okay. I don't even remember us making picks.
Well, it's basically, you know, we didn't.
Okay, well.
We didn't make official picks. But basically, same thing as in the main event. A really strong wrestler.
Well, she ended up being the biggest favorite of the night.
So. Yeah, like plus 700. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a really strong wrestler is almost always going to be the favorite.
But okay.
See, the sports betting hasn't kicked in yet.
Yeah, that's
true. I haven't got my degenerate gambler stuff down yet.
But no, she looked great. I mean, she defeated her the first round. She's now 3-0 in
the
UFC.
She was surprised herself at how quick it was.
She looked really good.
She said it twice.
You think about this. So this is someone that, like, with Alexa Grasso, this is somebody that the UFC was really high on, and they were really excited about.
Right. And there's still reasons to be high and excited on her. She's still pretty young. She just has to work on her wrestling. Her ground game needs work, as does a lot of people in the UFC. That just means that maybe she won't be champion as quick or ever, but she's still got star ability.
I mean, she now has 2 losses in the UFC. She's had 4 fights in the UFC. She's 2-4. You know, I just can't imagine that she's ever going to be, you know, up in that upper echelon. She'll probably fall out of the top 10. Suarez should go into the top 10.
So but you say 2-4?
In the UFC. Alexa Grasso.
4-2?
Nope. 2-2.
Oh, okay.
So she, 2 out of the 4. Sorry, that's what I meant to say.
Okay.
So she's had 4 fights. She's 1-2.
That's okay. She's young.
Yeah.
This is the one sport where you can bounce back.
But you think about someone like Tatiana Suarez, who just manhandled her, right? And she looks so good against her.
I'd call her Carla Esparza number 2.
Okay. Well, you think that what she would do to Carla Esparza, I wouldn't want to see it. I think Tatiana Suarez is, you know, I think she's legit. She's someone that could really be a threat, especially with her wrestling background.
Well, that's what I'm saying is with her wrestling background, she can easily dominate these ladies at strawweight just because she is such a strong wrestler, and that's not something you see for most women.
Yeah.
So when you have a woman that's her caliber, I mean, Olympic caliber wrestling, yeah, she's going to be dominant. And if she can develop their striking to go with it as she climbs the ranks, the sky's the limit.
Yeah, you had Dominic Reyes defeat Jared Cannonier.
Oh, man, that guy.
He looked good. And like this is actually...
He really did. He's like a thicker John Jones.
It's tough because, you know, Jared Cannonier, we've now heard that name a lot. Mm-hmm. But we've heard that name in a bunch of losing efforts. You know, he lost to Jan Błachowicz. Right. He lost to Glover Teixeira. He lost to Sean Jordan. You know, his wins are only against people like, you know, Cyril Asker, Nick Roerich. So people that were not names, we really didn't know how good Jared Cannonier is.
Right.
Well,
he's got good experience.
Yeah,
just not good wins.
He doesn't have good wins.
So this was the biggest win so far for Dominic Reyes?
Real big. And he called Jordan Johnson? Jordan is that who Johnson. He called out? I'm not sure who Jordan Johnson is.
I believe he's number 15.
Yeah.
So he wants to crack their rankings.
He wants to get in those rankings.
And I like the fact that he's not trying to rush to the top, not trying to talk his way to the top. Just get in the rankings, work your way up. But yeah, his physique, I mean, he looked like a heavyweight out there. I mean, he's what you imagine when you say John Jones puts on weight, is Dominic Reyes.
Yeah.
That's a big kid.
How about Andrea Lee? Getting fight of the night, first fight, Andrea KGB Lee.
Yes, Texas own.
Coming from Legacy?
Yeah.
Or LFA?
Yes. Fight of the night. And that was a good one. Yeah, I kind of figured she'd take it. I didn't know how good it would be, though. And you always got to wonder if someone's going to come in with the octagon jitters.
Yeah. No, I get it.
You know, she didn't like her performance, so she could claim that's why. But it looked great to me.
Oh. And then, obviously, the night kicked off with Vicente Luque getting that knockout over Chad Laprise. That's good for Vicente Luque, who's now, I think, I want to see he's like 6-2 in the UFC. He's got a couple losses here and there, but you know it's good, and it's good to see he's now back-to-back wins. Not bad for Vicente Luque. So
yeah, it's pretty good
overall. Not the deepest card, but it was a fun night of fights. Just long, and it was a long night of fights. That and trying to watch Tina Fey. I was trying to watch Tina Fey on SNL as well, and it just took a while.
Man, I just now caught up to the Donald Glover one.
Oh yeah,
so I got 2 more to go.
What about the Jurassic Park lawyer?
Yes.
That was good. So, all right, Eddie, we will be right back. You're listening to Fight Night on 104.9 The Horn and hornfm.com. We will be right back.
This is Superstage Northcutt, and you are listening to Fight Night with Mr. Wahlberger and Mr. Cross on 104.9 The Horn and hornfm.com.
Well, sit on down and tell me what's up with that. Ooh-wee. What up with that? What up with that? What up with that? What up with that? He said, she said, we said, he said, what up with that? Who knew you knew, said what voodoo? What up with that? What up with that?
Well, since I've already told you how far behind I am on SNL.
Yeah, season's over.
Let's just jump right in.
All right,
Jordan. Former UFC middleweight, WEC champ, U.S. Marine, and real estate CFO Brian Stan is back in MMA. What's up with that?
Yeah, what a good intro you had right there for
you
him.
You like that?
That was really good.
So actually, I know too much about him?
So Brian Stan, you would think like, hey, when Dana White's done, Brian Stan would be, if he's not president of the United States, would be a great person to run the UFC, right? He's not going to the UFC, Eddie. He's going to the PFL, the Professional Fighters League, the league that is actually starting the million-dollar tournament, not just $1 million tournament, yes. $7 million tournaments that starts on June 7th.
I thought it was six.
Maybe six.
Okay.
Okay? So Brian Stan is coming in as the head of the Fighter and Competition Rules Committee. So Stan says that it's kind of more of a advisor for them where he can help them work with fighters, not a fighters union, but as they're trying to figure out someone who has experience, who's been in the octagon, who's been in the cage, knows.
So what's the committee?
It's the Fighters and Competition / Rules Committee.
Are there different rules in PFL?
I think it's the rules for the tournament. So coming up, if this person goes out here, if this happens, if there's an injury here, what if this,
he's the bracket master.
Kind of the scenario, sure. He is like, who's their bracket? Who's the bracket?
Running the office pool.
There you go. But it's good. So the PFL, obviously, like you mentioned, they're kicking off that $1 million tournament June 7th in New York City. The PFL, they're really big. They want to be the Fighters League, the Fighters Fight League.
Right.
And the addition of someone like Stan, who is a good advocate for fighters, will really help them. Another thing, though, Brian Stan, he left announcing a year ago. He wanted to spend more time with his family. He wanted to get involved in something that he could create. He's doing really well for this real estate company that he's working with.
I think he was working on his master's.
Yeah, he is. He's getting executive MBA, I think, at Northwestern. Ooh. And he's doing really good, man. And congratulations for him, and good to see him back. Maybe this will give him the bug to get back into the world of MMA.
And it's good for the PFL to have a recognizable face like his.
Yep. We'll see what he does. I can't imagine he's going to be there that often. If it's more of an advisor role, and he was complaining about being on the road, especially when he has weekends. Executive MBA, Eddie. That's when classes are. They're in the weekend.
Luckily the PFL won't have nearly as many events as UFC. So we'll see what happens. Maybe they can Skype him in or something. All right. In the least surprising news ever,
This is the least surprising news, right?
People on Twitter are upset about something.
I mean, come on. Always happens, Eddie. People on Twitter are always upset.
Are people talking about crap on Twitter?
I mean, that's what they do.
Are you upset about something?
I better not be on Twitter tomorrow night.
What's up with that?
I better not be on video.
You better not embarrass me.
Yeah, so this time, Eddie, people are upset on Twitter about the order of UFC 225. Now, did you see this on the broadcast at Santiago, Chile? So they came up with a broadcast for UFC 225. And I need to pull this up because it's interesting. So you've got, this is the fight card we mentioned. You've got Robert Whittaker fighting Yoel Romero. They're fighting on the headliner of this fight card, right?
Right.
Right under them, you have Rafael dos Anjos fighting Colby Covington. Under that fight, now you have Holly Holm versus Megan Anderson.
Which I thought was a good move.
Another good
up.
Fight. Then you've got Andrei Arlovsky versus Tai Tuivasa.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're not showcasing Arlovsky, you're showcasing Tai Tuivasa.
Right.
Someone who is up-and-comer. They probably want to show him doing the shoey, where you drink a alcoholic beverage out of someone's shoe. I don't know if they do that in Chicago.
I thought
you were
going to say doing the haka.
Well, and then you've got CM Punk versus Mike Jackson, which, let's be honest, probably doesn't deserve to be on pay-per-view. But it's going to be there, right?
Love you, Mike, but there's no probably about it.
All right, so on the prelims, though, Eddie, this is where people are up in arms about. Alistair Overeem versus Curtis Blaydes is headlining the UFC Fox Sports 1 prelims.
Well, that's a good headliner for the prelims.
It is a good headliner. But do you think it deserves to be on the main event, on the main card?
Oh, it definitely does.
Would you be upset if you were
number
one of those guys?
3 versus number 9 or something like that?
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Yeah, that is. I mean, if you look at the rankings, actually, I think that Curtis Blaydes is actually number 4. It is number 2 versus number 4.
Oh, 2 versus 4. Better than yeah. So, yeah, that definitely deserves to be on the main event. You know, the winner of this fight could easily be next in line for the heavyweight title. Yep. Barring one certain wrestler who shall not be named coming back and just jumping the line.
Then right below that, you've got Claudia Gadelha versus Carlos Sparza. That's number 3 versus number 6.
Mm-hmm. So I understand moving Holly and Megan to the main card, but if you're going to move a heavyweight bout,
drop Arlovsky versus Tai Tuivasa.
Right.
But that's not gonna draw people in
exactly
to that Fox Sports prelim.
If you want to draw in ratings to Fox Sports 1, like Uriah Faber always wanted, that's where you get more eyeballs. So 2 versus 4, Alistair Overeem. When's the last time he was on free TV?
I mean, it's been probably a Fox card somewhere down the road.
Maybe
it's been a while.
Yeah.
But then you've got Ricardo Lamas,
and it seems like the guys themselves don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
Curtis Blades says we're still getting paid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ricardo Lamas is fighting Mirsad Bektik. That's 7 versus 11. But this is the biggest surprise, Eddie.
What's that?
On the Fight Pass prelims, not even the main event on the Fox Pass prelims, this is what kind of bothers me the most. First, you got Rashad Evans versus Anthony Smith. That's the main event on the Fight Pass prelims.
That's on Fight Pass?
Yes.
Rashad Evans.
Clay Guida versus Bobby Green. That fight's happened on Fight Pass.
What?
You've got Joseph Benavidez, the number one ranked flyweight. So the champion's the champion. Benavidez is number one.
The wonder boy of the flyweight division.
Versus number 5, Sergio Pettis.
I mean,
number 1 versus number 5.
Wow. That's on Fight Pass.
That's on Fight Pass. So if you don't have Fight Pass, you're not seeing this fight. That's a great fight. And the winner could legitimately fight the champion. And you're burying it on Fight Pass. Put that fight to open up the pay-per-view. Put that fight on the Fox Sports 1 prelim.
Yeah.
Drop Rashad Coulter versus Chris De La Rocha. Who? Exactly.
What?
That fight's on Fox Sports 1. But it's just the embarrassment of riches that is UFC 225. It is such a good card.
I mean, if it wasn't for that last one you said... You know, and that can't be the only one that shouldn't be on the prelims.
No, that is.
That's the only one.
That's the only other one. So the first
and
part
of course
of the night,
there's a CM Punk thing to be upset about.
Yeah, I get it. You can't really do much about
that. He's drawing the eyeballs, and there's not much you can do about it.
And come June 10th, good chance CM Punk is all in.
Ooh. I was going to get to that in a little bit.
Okay. But that's a great card. I'm really excited. And you look back.
Is that official?
No, not official at all. He's a UFC fighter.
I should ask Stu later on.
Well, I can also tell you it's not official. He's a UFC fighter. So no, it's a great card. UFC 226 still shaping out to be pretty good. Stipe Miocic versus Daniel Cormier, Max Holloway versus Brian Ortega, Francis Ngannou versus Derek Lewis, Sun Sal versus Rob Font, Gokhan Saki versus Khalil Roundtree, Yancy Medeiros versus Mike Perry, Uriah Hall versus Paulo Costa,
wow,
Michael Chiesa versus Anthony Pettis, Curtis Millender versus Max Griffin, Dallas's own Curtis Millender. And then Dan Hooker versus Gilbert Burns. What a fun fight card. I don't know. So, all right, keep going, Eddie.
All right. Oh, man, this one just popped. You like that segment?
I do. I got it. I get it. I get it, Eddie.
Fabricio Werdum versus Alexei Oleinik was announced as a headliner, well, possible headliner, when the UFC goes to Russia. Definitely confirmed fight on September 15th. But it sounds like that fight might be in jeopardy, Jordan.
So where was that fight? You're bearing the lead. You're bearing the lead.
In Russia.
So the UFC announced they are going to Russia September 15th. They're going to Moscow.
We didn't talk about that last week?
I don't know if we did, actually. I thought that maybe had been after the fact.
Okay.
So they're going to Russia. Khabib not going to headline a card in Russia first.
Because it's a fight night.
It's not
a pay-per-view.
And you're not putting your biggest draw that actually fights right now.
Right.
Literally your biggest draw who fights. Jon Jones gone. Ronda Rousey
gone.
It's
hard to believe that Khabib Conor
McGregor
is the biggest
gone. Draw. Cyborg, maybe. I'd have to see the numbers.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. So they're not going to put Khabib on that fight.
Yeah. There'll be some other Magomeds and
some Sharapovs,
Volkov.
Yeah,
their guys.
We thought there was going to be Oleinik.
Yes, we thought there was going to be.
So they had announced that Werdum versus Alexei Oleinik was going to be the main event. But yesterday, they announced this on Monday. On Tuesday, which always happens this way, on Tuesday the UFC was notified by USADA that Fabricio Werdum he had a potential anti-doping policy violation from an out-of-competition sample from April 25th. All right. So now USADA is a third-party anti-doping policy. Uh-huh. They're going to handle the results. They're going to handle the punishment, but they're going to go through and going to give him due process.
You know, and like the sound of due process sounds good, but once you announce this to the public, he is automatically guilty in the court of public opinion.
Yeah.
I hate the announcing of a possible violation. You know, you let him know, let the UFC know. You don't announce it to the world that it's possible.
Yeah, but what do you do? Because you're not going to let him fight, right? Because you're not going to let him fight
right.
If it's, so you say, hey, he's out?
Well, first off, you investigate it as quickly as possible.
Yeah, but that never happens. That's the problem.
It doesn't happen.
That it never happens that quickly. You look at Josh Barnett, who just won a case against USADA. Mm-hmm. And it was over a year.
Yeah.
You look at John Jones, who, John Jones, we still don't know what's going on with John Jones from his test back in July. On July 29th, I think they fought. And mm-hmm. we still don't know what
but
his punishment is going to be.
But at least we know that one was, you know, certified positive. They tested both samples, positive, positive.
Yeah,
we know
true.
That that's there. This is, hey, it's possible this happened. It's possible it was a tainted blood sample. It's possible someone stuck their thumb in it. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
We're investigating.
No, I get
but
it.
But now...
I just don't know if there's another way to do it.
Again, the people on Twitter and the world for the rest of his career.
People are upset on Twitter, Eddie.
Yeah. For the rest of his career, he's a cheater. That's
Colby Covington already saying, you know, he's a cheater.
Yeah, well, he's a jerk. But, you know, but yes. So he's already guilty.
Yeah. So obviously he's come back out and said, look, I don't touch that stuff. I don't do that. I'm going to investigate it with my team. We'll see. You know, let's give him due process. Let's see what's going to happen. But
when's the last time he was in Mexico?
Probably when it was eating some
that beef,
steak.
Man, that beef. If he was dining out with Saul Canelo.
Oh my gosh. So
yeah.
We'll see. So yeah, but we don't know yet. There's no word on what happens to that fight against Alexa Linick. So we'll have to wait and see.
Depends on how fast USADA can move.
My guess is it's off though.
Most likely. But it is still September. So we got a couple months. And now, and some more interesting news here. A documentary on the voice of boxing. Well, Showtime Boxing. The voice of, what, NXT also?
I think so. Bellator MMA.
Bellator, yeah. Mauro Ranallo is debuting on Showtime this Friday. What's up with that? You got Showtime, right?
Yeah, no, actually, I don't. But actually, before we get to that, I just want to go back to Russia real quick.
Okay.
So we had thought that, now we don't have a main event, right? Listen to this.
Right.
Maybe this is an answer.
Ooh, okay.
Oh gosh, who is the guy that just fought?
Are you listening, Dana?
Yes, you know. Who is that? Just fought light heavyweight here. Oh yeah. This is riveting right here. Serkanov?
This is not your radio.
Who did who fought here in Austin? Not Alexei Oleinik. That's who just fought this weekend. Was it Serkanov that Serkanov. I think it's did Misha Serkanov just beat somebody recently? How about a fight, Misha Serkanov versus Alexander Gustafsson in Russia? Luke Rockhold was going to fight against Alexander Gustafsson.
Well, you definitely want to get as many Europeans on that card as possible. So Gustafsson definitely should be at the top.
It wasn't Serkanov. Who was it? It wasn't a Linick. Volkov. No, man, Alexander Volkov.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's who I'm thinking of. So he could be someone, though. You can get him on that card.
Well, you just mentioned it. It was coming up later in my list. But since Luke Rockhold is out now against Alexander Gustafsson, if you haven't seen the video of his surgery on his shin, it's disgusting. I mean, is that flesh-eating bacteria, gunshot?
Alexander Volkov is a heavyweight. Okay. Gustafsson's a light heavyweight.
Eh, it doesn't matter.
I don't know. Luke Rockhold injured his knee.
Catch
he's
weight.
Out. So I'm sorry. Hey, sorry. So let me go back to this documentary, though.
Yeah. Okay.
So Mauro Ranallo.
We're all over the place.
He's the voice of NXT. He's the voice of Bellator. Voice of Showtime. He is. There's a documentary coming out called The Bipolar Rock and Roller. And the documentary really depicts Mauro kind of in his worst stages. You know, someone he suffered with bipolar disease.
Mm-hmm.
He's suffered with depression. It's a really, really raw, real look at his life and what he's been going through. Have you seen the trailer?
I have not, but I have seen people in my family up close with it.
Okay.
And it cannot be fun sometimes.
Yeah. And hopefully it's going to be interesting. And I hope this actually does shed some light on people with mental health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And Mauro Ranallo is a great advocate for that. And obviously we wish him the best. We want him to be able to, I don't know if it's appropriate right now to play one of our Mauro Ranallo drops, but
it's
no, this
so
is
appropriate.
I mean, maybe
we're celebrating the guy.
This is
we all love him.
This is a tough one though, right? It's pretty tough to watch, and it's going to make you think a little bit more about people who suffer that. And
right.
I know that you have someone close to you, so.
But we want to remind the people who he is.
Yes, it's this Friday, Showtime. But definitely check that out.
What was the name of it again?
It's The Bipolar Rock and Roller. It's actually going to be going up against Bellator 200, which he's going to be commentating.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah,
but is it actually against Bellator 200?
Well, we'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah. Now, like I said, you kind of spoiled this one earlier. Luke Rockhold is out against Alexander Gustafsson.
Yeah, let's just skip that.
It wasn't
that one,
set, though. But it was planned on.
Okay.
So since you ruined that, just hit us with some new fights.
Well, okay. New fights, Eddie. You've got, I was going to say Alexei Oleinik versus Fabrice Verdum. Not much, though. You got Dennis Bermudez fighting Rick Glenn. You've got Betch Kohea versus Irene Aldana.
How is that not how you start?
I mean, Alexander Hernandez versus Olivier Aban Marcier in Calgary. So there's some good fights coming up there. I mentioned Dan Hooker earlier. Eddie, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about Bellator 200. We're going to talk about UFC Liverpool.
Liverpool.
And I think we're going to talk a little bit about a new little show that's coming to the Fox Network. Guys, we will be right back. You're listening to Fight Night on 104.9 The Horn and hornfm.com.
Well, sit on down and tell me what's up with that.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, money, money.
Dollar, 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 dollar. Never has a song been more appropriate for a segment, Jordan. And we don't talk a lot of wrestling anymore. We leave that to Stu and Justin coming up next on Sports Guys Talking Wrestling. But this time, it really does cross over into the MMA world. Fox just signed a $1 billion deal with the WWE to air SmackDown.
Just SmackDown.
Just SmackDown, which is the show run, quote-unquote run, by Shane McMahon,
yep.
Whose music that was.
Of course.
So the song's perfectly perfect. But $1 billion. Now, what does this mean for the UFC? What does this mean for the deal that they were hoping to get? Does it mean Fox is completely out of the running? Does it mean that the UFC might be able to coax some more money out of the other partners?
I don't know. I mean, you think about their lineup. You do WWE SmackDown on Friday night. You do UFC fights on Saturday night. That's a good back-to-back lineup.
Dude, that would be great. So does this mean that Fox is all in on combat?
I mean,
or does it mean that that's it and they're done with it? That's the question.
I don't think so. I don't think they're done with it. I mean, you saw especially, you know, what ESPN Plus or ESPN is paying for in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just went out and hired Ariel Helwani away from MMA fighting. They brought him over. There's a fight. There's a new show, Ariel and the Bad Guy with Chael Sonnen, which I know you're gonna love that. But they're investing. ESPN is investing in the UFC. And you've got to think that what sells and what can you not, you know, DVR? You can DVR fights, but...
But does that mean Foxes?
But Fox, but no, but you think it overall in general, live sports is still important.
Mm-hmm.
And Fox wants to be a part of any live sport that you can be. I got to think that they still want a piece of the UFC. And it's at a little bit cheaper price now because the UFC has already shifted 15 shows to ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
They still have, let's say they do 12 pay-per-views. I still think it's going to be less.
Hopefully
let's say
nine.
They do 12. That's 27 shows right there. And then you can just do 15 shows on Fox. That gets you to 42.
Oh, my God. That's too many shows.
But that's less than what we had this year. Or maybe right around exactly the same.
Yeah,
so many
shows.
But it's probably not going to go down. And so you're not paying for the majority of the shows. So the price has actually gone down a little bit. But it's interesting because you think that SmackDown, this is a five-year deal. Mm-hmm. They get about a little bit over $2 million per...
2 million viewers?
Viewers, yeah.
Yeah.
Per show.
Per week.
Weekly
yeah.
show, yeah. The big Fox shows, they do about less than 2 million views. And so
oh, yeah.
you think about why, obviously, Fox wants to be in business with WWE because they do draw eyeballs. And it's that consistent. Demographic that they want. And it is consistent.
But that's because it's a planned show.
I'll be more surprised, though. I want to see, because I don't think Raw is necessarily set to be on NBC Universal in the next year. I mean, Fox, they could make a play for Raw as well.
No, I thought you know Universal's yeah. keeping.
No,
Raw,
no, they're letting go of Smack. The deal was that they were letting go of SmackDown so they could focus on keeping Raw.
Mm-hmm.
They have not officially signed on to keep Raw,
but they have the right of first refusal.
Sure.
So odds are it's not going anywhere.
Could be. You never know, though. I mean, yeah. NBC or excuse me, Fox could just come in and just take both of them, put them on network TV, and you know Monday night.
Oh, you're tickling my ivories, Jordan.
Fox goes head to head with Monday Night Football. Other things on network TV. So
ooh,
that's interesting.
That's not bad.
We'll see, though. I mean, gosh, $10 million the UFC got from ESPN for every single show. $150 million deal,
mm-hmm.
$10 million per show. That's like a $200,000 buy pay-per-view. So right. ESPN should be able to like say, hey, these are the fight cards we want. This is who we want to fight because the majority of people are fighting, fight on cards that are viewed less than, you know, by 200,000 people, especially on pay-per-view. So we will have to see.
I still don't like the streaming thing because you can't DVR it.
But can you just go back anytime?
I don't know yet.
Well, we'll find
can
out.
Can you?
So. Yeah. All right, Eddie. So this Friday, you have Bellator 200. This Saturday, you have, I don't know what you have. Pretty much nothing, probably.
Well, but you have UFC Liverpool.
No. That's Sunday night. So the UFC Liverpool is on Sunday night
before
you're right. Memorial Day. So I don't know what's going on Sunday night.
I keep forgetting Memorial Day is coming up.
It is coming up. But so we heard earlier this week, Roy Nelson Mirko Krokop, that fight is off. That was supposed to be the headliner.
What is for the guy's legs this week?
Yeah, tons of knee issues there. So they're out of the fight against, that was for the alternate in the Bellator Grand Pre-Heavyweight Tournament, right?
And Krokop has literally already had surgery.
Already had surgery. So he's out. So Rafael Carvalho, he's going to be fighting Gegard Mousasi for the middleweight title. Mousasi's going to fight for the title in the main event. Carvalho, he won the title. It is a good one. He actually won that fight back, 2015? And this is his fourth title defense.
He's won like 15 fights in a row.
Well, Mousasi, he's coming off of, he wins. He's got an Alexander Shlemenko win in Bellator. And then he beat Vitor Belfort, Uriah Hall, and then Chris Weidman on his way out of the UFC. So
and then
that's
you've
a
got
fun fight card.
Michael Venom Page against David, like Caveman Rickles. Yeah.
Phil Davis fighting Linton Vassell.
And let me say, if you've never seen David Rickles come to the cage, you're missing out.
Okay. All right.
Venom Page is probably going to dance his way down, too.
All right. So then on Sunday night, you've got
Anastasia
UFC.
Yankova, by the way.
Yeah, I know you like her.
Let's not forget her.
UFC Liverpool, Sunday night. And are you going to watch this one on Fox or are you going to listen to it on BBC Radio?
Ha. You know, I don't know why so many MMA people are making jokes about it being on the radio.
I think it's because like people offered that to the UFC like a bunch of years ago, and the UFC scoffed at them.
No, the UFC did it once. I ran it one time when I was down at, we'll say down across town.
Okay.
I ran the UFC on the radio, but it was problematic just because of the timing. You know, you don't know when the breaks are coming. You don't know how long the breaks are going to be. So it was kind of problematic with coming back in after the commercials.
I think they're just doing the Thompson Till fight, though, right? Or they're doing the whole card.
I have no idea. I mean, if you're going to do it, you may as well do the whole card.
Well,
you don't want to do a Kane JDS thing.
But people don't care. Like, people in Liverpool don't care about Neil Magny versus Craig White.
But you have to have a run-up to it to remind them that it's coming. If you just pop on, like, for like a 30-minute fight.
Yeah, but I got to think that if people are going to be turning away, when you hear Arnold Allen versus Mads Burnell, people are like, oh, no, thank you. I will leave.
But the people that didn't realize that the fights were going to be on?
Or when they come back and they say, hey, this fight will be coming up in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
In 15 minutes, this fight will be doing. For the next 15 minutes, we'll have absolutely nothing.
I mean, if you're going to do it, that's the other problem.
Yeah.
But if you're going to do it, you may as well do the whole main
card. All right, so Stephen Thompson, Darren Till. Number two versus number seven or number eight?
I think eight. Can you still call him Wonder Boy? I mean, right now he should be Wonder Dad.
First off, he's not a dad.
It doesn't matter.
Number eight.
Stephen Wonder Dad Thompson against Darren. Does Darren Till have a nickname?
He is Gorilla? Thrilla? Killer? I think it's one of those.
Yeah, that's horrible. Anyways, I got a feeling that Thompson's going to make Till look bad because that's what he does. You know, you'd like to see it kind of a changing of the guard, see the 25-year-old beat the 35-year-old, but Stephen Thompson makes people look bad.
Yeah.
And
unless it's Tyron Woodley, who they both look bad together.
Yeah, everyone looked bad. Even the referee looked bad. But yeah, I got a feeling Darren Till's going to walk into something. And it's not going to be pretty.
You think so? You think he finishes him?
Second or third round, yeah.
All right. I think it could be a fun fight. This is a very, very shallow card. It's just Stephen Thompson versus Darren Till. You had that Neil Magny Gunnar Nelson fight on there before. Yeah. Jason Knight versus
Americani. That's a good one. Yeah. After that,
he's the gorilla, by the way.
Okay.
So I'm excited. I think this is a fun fight. This could be a big opportunity for Darren Till to capitalize on it. What was his last fight at UFC Gdansk against Cowboy Cerrone?
Against Cowboy. It's been a while.
All right. So this
did he break both hands too?
Yeah. So this is in his hometown. This is somebody that gonna be a huge fan favorite there. So.
Oh, definitely.
All right. So we'll check that out Sunday night, UFC Fox Sports 1. Check me out tomorrow night, Del Diamond. Throwing out the first pitch for the Round Rock Express.
And then Friday, now it will be tape delayed, but Bellator 200 will be on in the evening, so turn off your alerts. Don't go on Twitter or do and just don't watch it.
Yeah.
It's up to you. I'm going to try and turn off my alerts.
All right. Well, guys, enjoy the fights. Enjoy the weekend. Hope you guys have a great time.
And have a great Memorial Day weekend. But if you're at the Del Diamond and you take a video of Jordan, tag us at Fight Night ATX. I got to see this. Enjoy the fights.
Have a good night.
Happy trails to you till we meet again.